Hey, family. Hopefully, you're enjoying the beginning of your new year. In all transparency, I had an episode planned for today, but I was like, you know what, baby? We need to change it up. I think the message needs to be a little different. I'm gonna need y'all to get into your feelings a little bit because that's where I'm about to go as I just throw out the hard, honest, sharp, maybe a little soft, probably more sharp truth. A lot of us have been managing chronic illness, chronic trauma for a long time. We're over it. We want to be better. We're tired of the supplements. We're tired of the healing protocols. We're tired of the detoxing. But what I'm realizing is, as we've been going through all this trauma and drama and inflammation and pain and hospitalizations and all of this, we aren't really speaking our truth. We say that we want to be better, but we don't want to put the work in. We say that we want to have a positive relationship with food, but we keep eating the same things, doing the same things. We say that we want to have a pain-free period or less bloating, but we're not implementing the tools that are in our toolbox. We say that we want to be better, so we are hiring coaches and practitioners. They're telling us what we need to do. They're laying out the plan. We get lazy, have no accountability, and don't do it. So this is why I was like, you know what? I think we need to have a conversation. And I could just be having a conversation with myself, but this is what I'm thinking. If we truly want to step into 2024, whatever year, wherever you're listening to this, you could be listening to this in 2028 and baby, the message is still the same. If you want to roll in to a new year, a new you, an elevated version, we have to do something different. And what I'm realizing is we're not setting boundaries. We are letting people literally suck the MFing energy. Yes, I said it, suck the energy out of us and then wonder why we're not doing better. Even as I'm recording this, I feel a tightness in my throat. And it's not because I'm not speaking my truth. It's because I'm finally speaking my truth and I can feel it literally leaving my body. Some of you just need to put your foot down, get sick and tired of being sick and tired, and clean some house. Period, point blank. This is our time to set boundaries, to not let people suck energy from us. I get it. We're amazing people. We're magnetic energies. We are magnetic beings, but we need to set some boundaries because this lack of boundaries, this lack of accountability, and this whole lack and scarcity mentality is the missing piece in our journeys. I repeat, it is the missing link. You don't need another supplement. You don't need another detox. What you need to do is get your mindset right, put your foot down, set some boundaries, and stand in your truth. Now, here's the thing. Some people are going to love you when you stand in your truth. They're like, oh my gosh, I knew that you could do better. I knew that the new you was going to come through. I'm ready for it. And they're going to support you. Now, baby, some people are going to look back and be like, hold it. I like the old you because I could take advantage of the old you. I could manipulate the old you. The old you would do whatever you were told and not question. So we have to realize that as we begin to stand in our power and bring the new you to the table, we may have to reassess our circle. Maybe people that you hung out with, places that you worked, things that you did, groups that you were a part of, reading clubs, church clubs, networking groups, maybe things you were doing before were serving you. Maybe people that you were following on social media served you before, but in this new season, it may not serve you. And it's okay. Because what'll happen is you'll either let go of what doesn't serve you, or you'll keep going backwards and keep having the flares, keep having the trauma, keep having the drama, keep dating the wrong people, keep choosing the wrong jobs, keep surrounding yourself with toxicity. It is time for us to draw a line in the sand and say no more. I repeat, it is time for us to draw a line in the sand and say no more. The person I was long time ago, she doesn't exist anymore. He doesn't exist anymore. In this time and season right now, I will speak my truth. I will live in my truth. You will either support me in this or you will not. But what I won't do is settle. What I won't do is hesitate. What I won't do is quiver and shake. Now, I may have to do it afraid. It may be uncomfortable. My circle may change. The people that I used to text in a group chat may change. My Instagram newsfeed may change. I may change the people I hang out with. I may change my daily routine. But what I won't do is keep doing what's not working for me. And I get it. What we've been doing, it was easy. We're on autopilot. We don't even have to think about it. You get up and you do this, you do that, you call this person, you hang out on Thursday with this individual. This is the job you go to, right? You're just going through the motions. And then when you start to feel something, you always question yourself. If something positive happens, you want to overthink it. Something negative happens and suddenly you're like, oh yeah, I knew it. We need to start trusting our intuition, trusting ourselves, but also realizing that going into this new season, we have to strengthen our mindset. We have to clean house. And I'm telling you, if you start making these changes, everything else will come together. Yes, we're still going to talk about hormones on this podcast, your immune system, detoxification, how to get everything in order so that you can get your physical in order. But we also have to remember there's a spiritual, there's a social, there's a financial, and we need to lay that foundation. Some of you have all the pieces, but you're missing the foundation. I know every time I come on here, I'm like, add this to your foundation, add this, add this, add this, because we need all of it. But I feel very called to speak to my audience to let you know it is okay to stand in your power. It is okay to clean house. It is okay to move upward and onward and realize not everybody's coming with you. Some people still stuck in that mindset that it's January and we're going down to 900 calories because we're going to starve our body and get this weight off. We're not on that camp any longer. We know that if we're holding weight, we're holding toxins, trauma, and inflammation. We're not going to live 2024 and forevermore on energy drinks. We're going to get down to some of the root causes of why we're always fatigued. We're not going to hang out with the same people at the gym, in our workplace, in our social life, and always feel drained and miserable the day after. We're going to put our foot down, start to reassess what's going on, and decide what we need to do and who we need to be around. Right? We may need to hit them knees and do some prayer and meditation and strengthen up our spiritual foundation so that we can stand against everything that's coming against us. Whether or not you're religious, I don't care. Period, point blank. But we all need something to believe in. And some of y'all just believe in yourself and these low budget people around you. And baby, that's not going to get us to the next level. We have to make a change. If you want to elevate your body, mind, spirit, soul, those around you, achieve your goals. Yes, we have to focus on the physical health. Yes, we need to lean into functional and integrative medicine. Yes, we need to sometimes be diagnosed so that we know what we need to do. But aside from that, we need to set some boundaries. And like I said, maybe this episode, honey, I could just be talking to myself and that's okay because I'll put it on repeat till I get it deep down in my soul and know that I deserve better, you deserve better. But now that we know we deserve better, we have got to do the unsexy. We have got to put in the work. We have got to make the changes to elevate. Many of you are high achievers. You've got dreams, goals, aspirations. God's given you these things that you need to do, but your health is not in order. Your circle is toxic and you don't want to make a change. You want to do, I know the last episode, I couldn't think of the word. It finally came to me after the episode. You want to do the vision board, right? You want to put the car, the house, the man, the woman, all these things that you want, but then you don't want to do things like drink water and hydrate your body so that your brain works. You don't want to focus on cleaning up your nutrition because it's comfortable to just eat and do whatever, but you know good and well that your brain's not going to work. Your body's still going to be inflamed till you make the change. If I'm calling you out, I'm just reading mail. It's not hurt you. It's to encourage you. It's to let you know I see you. I feel you. I hear you. I get your messages. I get your emails where you're like, LJ, I've been listening to you. It has changed my world. I'm no longer constipated all the time. I'm being able to have non-painful sex. I'm connecting with my partner. But I also get the emails of, you know, what do I do now? My doctor said this. I don't know what to do. I've tried this. I've tried that. All I can say to that is, number one, I'm not giving out medical advice. And I may have slipped into it and I'm going to reel it back in. We are going to give you the tools, the tips, the tricks, whatever it is to put in your toolbox. But some of you need to sharpen the tools. You need more guidance. We need to put our money where our mouth is and align with those who are going to get us to the finish line. That could be aligning with me. That could be aligning with someone else that you're listening to. We need to change who we listen to. We need to change who we follow. If they do not align, be honest, if I don't align with you, if this shift in my business, my energy, my spirit, I'm just going to bring the truth. If you like it, great. If you don't, I'm good with that too. The same way you listen, the same way you follow. Yes, you can unfollow. You can stop listening because we are all going into our destiny. We are all going to that 110%, but we may be going in different directions. And look here, honey, I'm not going to dim my fire. I am not going to live in this world where I'm not speaking my truth, where I feel that tightness in my body because I can't speak my truth or I choose not to speak my truth. That life of where I was afraid of what someone would think about how I'm healing my body, why I do this, why I'm not socializing with this group anymore. And I will not back down. You're either in, out, or you will get ran over trying to figure out where you're going. I know exactly where I'm going. And this is for those who are ready to achieve the goals. But remember, we are not just focusing on physical health. We about to go into that unsexy, release that trauma, get that mindset where it needs to be. Stop just saying we have leaky gut, but figuring out what's going on. Stop chasing these symptoms and throwing supplements. I love nutraceuticals. I love essential oils. Baby, I love ozone and all the stuff we're going to be talking this year. But we need to tighten up that foundation so that when we add in these other modalities, we actually get the results that we deserve. We deserve health. I do not care what your diagnosis is. I don't care if you've been diagnosed for 25 years and you've always been in pain. Here's the deal. If you want to lay around and be in that I'll always be in pain mentality, you want to unfollow me right now because I don't believe it. I won't sell it and I won't buy it. Yes, we may have a diagnosis and I apologize. My dog is snoring in the background. Maybe you can or cannot hear him. But here's the thing. We have a diagnosis. We will not be defined by it. And I will not let this diagnosis steal my joy. You have to say that as well. I'm not saying that your pain is not real. I'm not saying that you may not flare every so often. I'm not saying that the world is going to be perfect, but we have to understand that we will no longer be defined by an illness. We need to align with those who believe that, and then we need to put in the work so that we can receive the blessings, receive the healing, the results, whatever you want to call it. We need to be able to receive it, but we can't receive anything if you ain't put the work in. And that's what I said. You cannot receive the results if you have not done the work. So like I said, this episode, it's a little different, right? It's a little sharp, not necessarily what I was looking to release for this week. But I think as we slide into 2024, no matter when you're listening to this, this is for you. You may not like the way I said it, may hurt your little feelings. You may have to slide up into my DMs and send me a message, but here's the deal. I am doing it because we need to align with those who are going to get us where we're going. We need to stop saying yes to everyone else and saying no to ourselves. We need to say yes to ourselves, get ourselves where we need to be, and go to the next level. I feel like I went on a rant, but I'm okay with it. I'm going to drop this episode. I may slide back up in here and drop another episode for the week, but I am going to be traveling, meeting up with my doTERRA family, all my practitioners, because baby, we about to get it done this year. So did I mention good morning, good evening, good afternoon, no matter where you at, this is our year, but you need to stand in your power, period.